Boys like bashing drums and girls prefer the flute. So what? You are going to listen to a journalist's personal comment on new gender research findings. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions, 1 to 5, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Boys like bashing drums and girls prefer the flute, so what? No wonder there's a panic. There always is when girls go racing ahead in some subject or other. Isn't gender fascinating? You can barely work, play, eat, get dressed, speak or move a muscle without someone droning on about gender affecting your choice or whether it's really your choice at all. Now, the Institute of Education has researched the playing of musical instruments and found that girls like singing and smaller high-pitched instruments, while boys prefer drums, electric guitars and techno music. Well, swipe me! Who would have thought it? And so what if they do? Why can't the girls play flutes and harps and the boys whack hell out of percussion, if they so wish? I'd have thought that the Institute would be thrilled that children of any gender were playing anything, now that free lessons and loans of school instruments are almost a thing of the past. But no, they must poke their nose into the stereotypical choice of instruments and consider the enforcement of single-sex bans so that everyone plays everything. Boys must slog away at the harp and girls must lug tubas and drum kits about. Then another breakthrough discovery. Girls tend to play the more technically difficult instruments because they practice more, take more music classes and exams, and get better grades. No wonder there's a panic and lashings of research going on. There always is when girls go racing ahead in some subject or other, or even sometimes when they don't. Over in the US, academics are squabbling like mad over gender bias. Some want more girls or women in the higher echelons of maths and science, for example, in Math 55, America's most super clever dick maths course, a sort of maths boot camp, which is 45% Jewish, 18% Asian, and 100% male. The course has probably had it, because the US's Title IX legislation in education has scared everybody into making sure that they have 50-50 male-female participants in everything. Anything less shouldn't be allowed. Yes, it should, say the other side, because science shows that the male brain is systematic and naturally adores maps, train sets, football and sums. So would the female brain, if only we would let it. But perhaps it doesn't want to. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Whatever is one meant to think? Do boys just naturally like to physically exert themselves by bashing at drums, while girls naturally don't? Or perhaps they would love to, if given the chance, but hardly anyone would approve. I often like to scream and whack objects, but I do it in secret. I always was a bit of a worry for my mother, being neither one thing or another. Wouldn't play with dollies, ripped one to pieces when Auntie tried to force it upon me, had a pram full of assorted animals and a big monkey. I tried to make the daughter play with trucks and Lego, but she spurned them and plumped for Cindy and Barbie. I used to play the girly flute, but I gave it up and learned the more non-gender-specific cello instead. What can it mean? Perhaps I'm changing sex. Perhaps I've become a capon. Or perhaps I just prefer the cello. Boys like bashing drums and girls prefer the flute, so what? No wonder there's a panic. There always is when girls go racing ahead in some subject or other. Isn't gender fascinating? You can barely work, play, eat, get dressed, speak or move a muscle without someone droning on about gender affecting your choice or whether it's really your choice at all. Now, the Institute of Education has researched the playing of musical instruments and found that girls like singing and smaller high-pitched instruments, while boys prefer drums, electric guitars and techno music. Well, swipe me! Who would have thought it? And so what if they do? Why can't the girls play flutes and harps and the boys whack hell out of percussion, if they so wish? I'd have thought that the Institute would be thrilled that children of any gender were playing anything, now that free lessons and loans of school instruments are almost a thing of the past. But no, they must poke their nose into the stereotypical choice of instruments and consider the enforcement of single-sex bans so that everyone plays everything. Boys must slog away at the harp and girls must lug tubas and drum kits about. Then another breakthrough discovery. Girls tend to play the more technically difficult instruments because they practice more, take more music classes and exams, and get better grades. No wonder there's a panic and lashings of research going on. There always is when girls go racing ahead in some subject or other, or even sometimes when they don't. Over in the US, academics are squabbling like mad over gender bias. Some want more girls or women in the higher echelons of maths and science, for example, in Math 55, America's most super clever dick maths course, a sort of maths boot camp, which is 45% Jewish, 18% Asian, and 100% male. The course has probably had it, because the US's Title IX legislation in education has scared everybody into making sure that they have 50-50 male-female participants in everything. Anything less shouldn't be allowed. Yes, it should, say the other side, because science shows that the male brain is systematic and naturally adores maps, train sets, football and sums. So would the female brain, if only we would let it. But perhaps it doesn't want to. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Whatever is one meant to think? Do boys just naturally like to physically exert themselves by bashing at drums, while girls naturally don't? Or perhaps they would love to, if given the chance, but hardly anyone would approve. I often like to scream and whack objects, but I do it in secret. I always was a bit of a worry for my mother, being neither one thing or another. Wouldn't play with dollies, ripped one to pieces when Auntie tried to force it upon me, had a pram full of assorted animals and a big monkey. I tried to make the daughter play with trucks and Lego, but she spurned them and plumped for Cindy and Barbie. I used to play the girly flute, but I gave it up and learned the more non-gender-specific cello instead. What can it mean? Perhaps I'm changing sex. Perhaps I've become a capon. Or perhaps I just prefer the cello.